Every day, each of us are faced with a lot of reasons to complain. Whether we want to complain about this or complain about that. Some of us complain that we're not too tall or we're not tall enough. Some of us complain that we don't have the latest and greatest. Some of us complain that it's too hot. Some of us complain that it's too cold. Some of us complain and complain about not having this car or that car. Some of us complain about not having the job that we want. But the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, we all have reasons to complain. Some of us complain because we feel that life is not fair, that we haven't been given the cards that we wanted to have. Whether we have worked hard and saved, it seems like we don't have as much to show for it. We feel that life is just not fair because we don't have all that we need. My brothers and sisters, some of us come to church every Sunday and come to our power prayer call, and we feel like we are obedient to God and we do all that God asks of us, but we don't have what we need. Well, I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, that God will provide all of our needs. My brothers and sisters, we have so many reasons to complain. We have so many reasons to say that we are not happy. But I believe, my brothers and sisters, that God has blessed us with so many things in life that there is no need for us to complain. Do I have someone for this afternoon? Maya Angelou once said, what you're supposed to do when you don't like a thing is to change it. And if you can't change it, change the way you think about it. Don't complain. Yes, my brothers and sisters, throughout Scripture we read of people complaining about one thing or another. But if there's one group that's known for complaining more than any other, it has to be the Israelites in the Old Testament. They had been enslaved in Egypt. They had been in bondage for hundreds of years. And they even prayed that God would lead them out of the hand of the Egyptians, that God would free them from the oppression that they were faced with. And God saw fit to answer their prayers and sent Brother Moses to help them get out of their bondage. Brother Moses had went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. But Pharaoh did not want to listen. And after many plagues, after many things that were that fallen upon the land of Egypt, Pharaoh decided that I'm going to let them go. And we all know the story that we see in Exodus, but we know that God was leading them out of the hands of the Egyptian, that God was a pillar of fire by night. He was a cloud of by day and led them out of the hands of the Egyptians. But not only did God lead them out of Egypt, we know that God protected them as the Pharaoh and his army was catching up to them. God formed as a cloud in between the Egyptian army and between the children of Israel and protected them from the army catching up to them. But not only that, we see that God truly delivered them from the hand of the Egyptians. We all know the story, how God parted the Red Sea, how God allowed the Israelites to pass on dry land to be on their way to the land of milk and honey, but he didn't allow the Egyptian army to get through. He had the Red Sea to fall on the Egyptian army, and even the children of Israel saw the mighty powers of God. He saw they saw the bodies of the Egyptian army members laying on the shore, for God had truly delivered them from the hands of the enemy. My brothers and sisters, we can easily complain. There's so many things that we complain about. We can easily complain because complaining is an easy thing to do. But the word of God says, do everything without complaining or arguing. But let us see what we can learn, my brothers and sisters, in our passage of text today. If we look at verses 13 through 15, it says, so it was the quails came up at evening and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew laid all around the camp. And when the layer of dew was lifted, there was a surface, on the surface of the wilderness, there was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given to you to eat." Well, I believe, my brothers and sisters, in this passage, I believe the text tells us that the Lord will show up and show out. We don't know how he's going to do it. That the Lord will show up and show out, even when we don't know how he's going to do it. You see, my brothers and sisters, the children of Israel had fled the hand of the Egyptians, and they had, the Bible tells us that they had been 2 months and 15 days since they had fled the hand of the Egyptians. And now their rations were getting low. Now they were starting to see that their food was running out. And they didn't know which way to turn. They didn't know how God was going to provide for their needs. But we see, my brothers and sisters, that God will provide. That God will show up and show out, even when we don't know how he's going to do it. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God may have showed up and shown out in your life when you didn't know how he was going to do it. I don't know who I'm talking to this afternoon, but if you just look back over your life and just remember a time when you didn't know how you were going to get through that situation, when you didn't know how you were going to see your way through, it was just at the time when you felt like you were ready to throw in the towel that God showed up and showed out. Do I have someone this evening? Yes, my brothers and sisters, God will often show up and show out when we don't know how he's going to do it. When you felt like your lights were going to get turned off, God showed up and showed out and provided a way for you to pay that light bill. When you didn't know how you were going to put food on your table, God showed up and showed out and provided you with a meal to feast on. God will show up and show out even when we don't know how he's going to do it. But that's just the thing, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes we put our own self into that situation on how God is going to do it in our lives, how God is going to provide for us in our lives. And oftentimes God will show up and show out in a whole different way than we even thought he was going to do it. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, that this is something we can learn, that we should not put God in a box, that we should just trust and believe that God is going to do it, that we should just lean on God and know that he's going to deliver us from the hand of the enemy, that we should trust in God and know that God will put food on our table, that we should trust in God and believe that he's going to do it, that we should not lean to our own understandings, but trust in the Lord that he will show up and show out. You see, the children of Israel had a problem. They had a memory problem. And some of us have memory problems too. Let's just keep it real. We have a memory problem. We forget how God has brought us through before. We forget how God has delivered us before. But look at the children of Israel. They had a memory problem. They were complaining to Moses and Aaron, but really they were complaining to God about how they used to eat meat by the pots, how they used to have bread all the time. But they forgot that they were enslaved. They forgot that they were being oppressed. They forgot that the Egyptians were holding them back, that they were being a strong fist upon them. All they remembered was sitting around the pots of meat. All they remembered was all the food that they had. They forgot, my brothers and sisters, that the Egyptians were indeed oppressing them. All they could think about was their physical needs being met. But my brothers and sisters, the Israelites felt like they can complain based on the present, but they forgot about the past. They forgot about how they were treated. They forgot about how they were enslaved. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we forget about the things that God had brought us through. And we begin to complain about our present state. We begin to complain that we're not making as much money as we used to make. We complain about things that God wants to bless you with. And all you have to do, my brothers and sisters, is trust in Him and go to Him in prayer. Am I speaking to somebody? I won't complain. But I believe, my brothers and sisters, that yes, we can complain. Yes, we can find plenty to complain about. We can even find a pity party. We can even go to our brother and sister and start to complain, hoping that they will chime in and start to complain with you. Yes, it's so easy, my brothers and sisters, to have a pity party, to invite somebody in with you so that you can complain about this, so you can complain about that. Somebody might even complain about my sermon at the end of the day. But I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, that you shouldn't complain. Look at what Moses says in verse 19 and 20. Moses said, "Let no one leave any of it until the morning. Notwithstanding, they did not heed to Moses, but some of them left part of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them." You see, my brothers and sisters, the children of Israel gathered up enough manna, not only for that day, but they held some to be left over. You see, they were thinking about maybe having a midnight snack, even though they were already full, and they tried to hold on to it. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, we must be obedient to the Lord, that we must trust that God will provide. And you see, the children of Israel, they were thinking that God wouldn't provide for that next day, so they were holding on to some extra manna, just in case God didn't provide for the next day. But we see what happened to that extra manna that they tried to hold on to. It says in the text that it bred worms and began to stink. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I believe the text shows us this morning that we must be obedient to the Lord, that we must trust that He will provide for each and every one of us, that He'll provide for all of our needs, and that we need to lean on God at all times. But even in our text, God said that I was going to test the children of Israel. And just like He tests the children of Israel, He may be testing some of us. And that's when we must realize that we must depend on God, that He will never leave us nor forsake us, that He will be with us at all times. And when you're going through that test that God is putting you through, my brothers and sisters, that's the time when you need to go to God. When you don't understand and say, "Lord, I need some clarity. Lord, I need you to guide me. Lord, I need you to tell me what I need to go through in this test. I need you to sustain me in this test. What is it that I need, my Father, to go through this test?" And I believe, my brothers and sisters, when you go to God, when you ask Him to help you through, that He will be with you. For I believe, my brothers and sisters, that the prayers of a righteous availeth much. And when you trust that God will answer your prayers, I'm here to let you know that He will supply all of your needs. I won't complain. So what was God up to in this test? For we see in Numbers 14 and 22, it indicates that God took them through 10 tests by which they would grow in faith and trust Him as they entered into the promised land. And my brothers and sisters, as I said before, as you go through the test of life, no matter what that test may be, I'm here to challenge you. I'm here to encourage you to trust in the Lord and not complain about your situation. To go to the Lord and trust in him because he will deliver you from all your pains. He will deliver you from all the things that you want to be delivered from. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I won't complain. But the sad truth of the matter is the Israelites were more interested in their worldly comfort than in God's character. You see, they were used to having pots of meat to eat. They were used to having their fill of bread. And instead of being obedient to God, they began to complain that God didn't have what they needed. My brothers and sisters, I'm here to let you know that you need to go to God and not complain. You need to go to God and not be a complaining and worrying person. That you not join the complain train. That you believe that God is able to see you through your situation. That God is able to deliver you from whatever trial you are faced with. But I believe the text tells us something else, my brothers and sisters. If we look at verse 35, it says, "And the children of Israel ate manna for 40 years until they came to an inhabited land. And they ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan." And I believe